Proverbs 4 and 23, chapter 4 and verse 23 of Proverbs. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. You know, we teach our kids, we learned years ago, Paul and I both learned this lesson, so we've taught our kids from an early age, protect your heart, protect your heart. You know, your heart is like a filter. We're in the world, but we're not of the world if we love Jesus. And He's in us, and His blood has washed us, and His Spirit lives in us. If we've received Him as Savior, then we're like, it's like a filter. It's put on our heart. And I have installed these water filters in homes before where, like under the sink, there's a valve you can actually turn off on the side. You can turn the filter off and let whatever go through it. And you can turn it back on to make your water clean. You know, you can turn it off if you're just going to boil water, which it needs to be. Or you can turn it back on if you're going to drink it. Guard your heart. Turn that filter on. Keep it on. Well, the world we live in is so full of stuff that is not good. Information is flying like crazy in the palm of our hand. It's so easy to read things on the internet and they're not even true. There's no way to verify it sometimes. And sometimes we verify it and it's still wrong. I mean, on top of what's always been true, and that the enemy roams about this world seeking to test and tempt and destroy and lie and cheat and steal and take away our what we're called to do and who we're called to be, to rob us of our very lives if he can. On top of that, it's amplified by all the things around us. It's amplified by the television. I mean, we teach our kids to protect their hearts. One thing that we teach our kids is we're watching. You can't even watch a family TV show anymore without the commercials popping up with stuff you can't look at. Just, you know, with your kids in your own living room. So what we do is we mute it and we change the channel. And I've taught my son how to turn his head. If an inappropriate picture comes up, if an inappropriate commercial comes on, something where a woman is not dressed like she should be in modesty or whatever, we turn our head. We close our eyes, we look down, we look away. Taught him that from an early age. Paul and I both have. And to this day, if something comes on that television, you can look at him and he's looking over here. Train up a child in the way that he should go. But see, it's not just children. It's us too. We got to keep the filter on our own heart all the time. We have to train ourselves to look away sometimes. We also have to train ourselves not to listen sometimes. Not to listen to certain people and certain things. Some things are just plain gossip. And it does no good to listen to it. No good whatsoever. It does no good to look at that commercial at all. It does no good. But if we filter our hearts, Scripture says that those who are pure in heart shall see God. So you can't tell me if Jesus himself in red letters said, "The pure in heart shall see God," that we have an excuse not to keep the filter on. I have no excuse. One day I'm going to stand before him, and that day I want to be able to say, "I kept the filter on. I protected my heart." And I want to hear him say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter in to whatever he has for us, for me." I want that. And the truth of the gospel is this: protect your heart, for out of it spring the issues of life. Jesus himself also said that rivers of living water would flow out of us who believe. So if rivers of living water are not flowing out of us, you know, living water, unfiltered water, I can't see it being like living water. You know, it's kind of got stuff in it, right? So if the filter's on to our heart, and we're connected to the Holy Spirit and God, and we have a relationship with Jesus Christ, filter's on, and rivers of living water flow from us. If rivers of anything else are flowing from us, something's wrong. If it's deception, if it's gossip, if it's manipulation, if it's whatever, something's wrong. The filter's not on. In Mark, you can turn to Mark 7:17. I'm going to go there and probably stay there for a little while. Mark chapter 7 and verse 17. Okay, actually verse 18, so we're going to start there. This is Jesus talking. And first thing I want to say is protect your heart. The second thing I want to say tonight is the scripture is full of places in the Old Testament and in the New where God talks about people hardening their hearts, or even he hardened their hearts towards something. And so what I want to say to you tonight is turn the filter on, keep the filter on, and then harden your heart against the things of the enemy, against lies, against deception, against temptation, against gossip. Don't listen to it. Keep your eyes clean and pure. Keep your ears clean and pure. Do those things. Guard your heart. So in Mark 7 and verse 18, it says this. Jesus, this red letters, him speaking. It says, "So he said to them, 'Are you thus without understanding also?'" Now he's talking to the disciples, I believe. "Do you not perceive that whatever enters a man from the outside cannot defile him?" So just like a filter, whatever enters that filter from the outside cannot defile it. Because it goes through it and it comes out the other side clean. "Whatever enters a man from the outside cannot defile him. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. Because it does not enter his heart, but his stomach, and is eliminated, thus purifying." What does the filter do? Purifies the water. "Thus purifying all foods. And he said, 'What comes out of a man defiles him. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lewdness, an evil eye, blasphemy, and pride. All of these things come from within and defile a man." if the filter's turned on, the stuff, we're in the world, we're going to see stuff, we're going to hear stuff, that's part of life, you can't do anything about that, neither can I. That's how the world, this is the world. We're in the world, we're not of the world. But if the filter's on, the stuff's still coming in, but it ain't coming out. It's when it comes out that we're defiled. It's when it comes out that we got an issue. It's when it comes out that we got to go, whoa, whoa, whoa. Jesus, forgive me. Turn the filter back on. Keep it on. Protect your heart. Guard your heart. And then harden your heart towards the things that were just mentioned here. We get to choose. Our hearts, the scripture shows in various places, that their heart, that people's hearts, men's hearts were hardened towards different things. Which tells me, in what I was reading today, that I get to choose what I harden my heart towards. You can harden your heart or have a hard heart towards the church because you got hurt. You can have a hard heart towards God because something really bad happened to you long ago and you blame Him for it. You can have a hard heart towards what once was a friend because they did something to you that hurt your heart. So many different things you can have a hard heart too. So if you can have a hard heart towards different things, then why can't I ask God to harden my heart towards bad things? I want my heart to be have a shell around it towards sin, towards lies, towards deceit, towards hate, towards envy, towards gossip. You know, just like turning your eyes away from a television when something inappropriate comes on it, you can turn your ear away from a person when they're gossiping. It is a choice. And sometimes, when it's gossip, it is good to say, you know what, I prefer not to listen to that. Because I can't verify it. I don't know it's true. Turn the filter on. Keep it on. You get to choose. I get to choose. If we don't keep the filter on, and the filter's not on, guess what? Our heart hardens the other way, the wrong way. Because that stuff begins to build up in our hearts that would then come out and defile us, me, you. Because it's let through. It's not filtered out. It's filtered out by choice. It's filtered out by, I choose to apply the blood of Jesus Christ to my heart, and I choose to focus on Him, and I choose to look away from the things that would cause me to stumble in sin, and I choose not to listen to the things that would cause me to think negative about other people that I can't verify, or even if I can, I don't want to listen to it. What does the Word say? Love your neighbor as yourself. It also says to love your enemies. So even if it is true, love your enemies. Keep the filter on. Let your heart be hardened. You know, concrete has to be mixed with water to work. You have to put water in it. You have to mix it up. And then you've got to pour it into place. And then you've got to flatten it out the way you want it. You've got to make it form the way you want it. Wet. And then once it's hard, it's there. There are things in life, there are things in the spirit, there are things around us in the world around us that we can keep your heart with all diligence. Keep it with all diligence. So I can work hard. You know what? Concrete is hard work. It's very hard work. Went to Mexico one time and they mixed all the concrete up on the ground because they didn't have a mixer or 5-gallon bucket, you know, and pouring water on it and shovels. And there was, I don't know how many guys mixing. And we took 5-gallon buckets and walked from here to the dentist office over there, probably, or about, with it on our shoulder. And then they built a flight of stairs, basically, out of creosote beams. And we poured a concrete roof. And it was bucket after bucket after bucket after bucket. That's diligence. I didn't have any skin left on my shoulder when we were done. Why can't we be diligent about the things of God? Why can't we be diligent about our heart? We can. We can be diligent to keep it. We can be diligent to stand our ground. We can be diligent to keep our ear away from negative talk and gossip and complaining. We can be diligent not to listen. We can be diligent not to look when we're not supposed to. It's a choice. So concrete is a three-step process. You've got to mix the dry, sandy part of it with water. You got to stir it up, and then you got to pour it into place. It takes the Word of God. It takes a knowledge of His Word. We've got to read and know what He said not to do. We've got to know the Ten Commandments. We've got to know Him. We've got to know the Word of God. We've got to know who He is, His character, His person, what He wants, what He doesn't want. We've got to know Him. We've got to have a relationship with Him. That's one part. The other part is we've got to be filled with Him. We've got to be filled with God's presence. We've got to ask Him. We have to choose and ask Him to come into our heart, into our life, and fill us. Mix with that dry sand. And what does it say? It says we stir up the gifts of God, right? Talks about that, praying in tongues, stirs up the gifts of God. So all of these things, all of it, we can build a fortress around our heart and mind against the enemy where he doesn't have a place to penetrate. Or we can be lazy and not do any of it. Or we can do so much and stop. Or we can turn the filter off along the way and let it harden up the other way. It is a choice. I choose to be diligent and make sure that the concrete is poured. I want you to be diligent and make sure the concrete is poured in the appropriate places. The places where the enemy would settle. What happens? Oh, it's been raining like crazy, so we all know this. What happens in the low places? The water stays there and creates mosquitoes. It's where we live. And it stinks after a while. It's not good. we get to choose to fill the low places with concrete and make sure that the enemy doesn't have a place to create mosquitoes, to create stuff that stinks in our hearts, in our lives, in the people around us. We have to choose to diligently guard our heart, protect our heart. Like Jesus said, it's not what enters a man that defiles him, it's what comes out. It's not what enters a filter, it's what comes out. The other side of the filter, when it's on, clean water comes out. You can drink it. It's good to drink. If that filter's turned off, it's not good to drink. Unless you boil it and then let it cool off. Put some ice in it. It's a little bit easier to turn that thing back on. Either way, it's a diligent process to make sure that we keep our hearts pure, that we decide we're going to. You have a choice. I have a choice. Maybe we've not done it. Maybe you haven't done it. Maybe you didn't know this. Maybe this is new. If so, that's fine. Start today. Start right now, tonight. Turn the filter on. Ask Jesus to come and install the filter if he needs to install it. Jesus, forgive me. I'm sorry. I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you died for my sins. Wash me and cleanse me. Fill me. Teach me how to protect my heart. Teach me how to guard my heart. You know, the Word says that the Holy Spirit is given. He's our helper. He will help teach you how to guard your heart. So will the church. So will other believers. So will the Word of God. You get into the Word and read the Bible. You learn Him. You learn the things about Him. One thing I've learned about people of all kinds, having a business since I was in my 20s, to this pastoring, is we are going to do what we want to do. If I want to go fishing, I'm going to go fishing. If I want to go hunting, or you want to go hunting, you're going to go hunting. If you want to clean the house, you're going to clean the house. If you want to go out and party every night, you're going to go out and party every night. God gave us a free will. If I want Jesus, I'm going after Jesus. And it's going to show. And I have a choice whether or not I'm going to do that. You have a choice whether or not you're going to do that. And you have the choice to keep that filter on every day. And you have the choice to go after Him every day. You have the choice, I have the choice, to be diligent to keep my heart protected. Because what happens when I listen to a little bit of gossip? Or I watch something on TV. I stay there for a little bit too long and it's inappropriate. What happens? It begins to harden in my heart. It begins to create a place that's not good. We're in the world. We're all around stuff all the time. And for so long, the church has taught people to exit the world. Well, that's not what we're supposed to do. We're not supposed to leave them hanging out there. That's not right. We're supposed to go and make disciples. We're supposed to learn how to guard our heart and keep it with all diligence. Pour concrete in those areas so that when we go out there, that stuff is bouncing off. And we're making an impact for the kingdom of heaven. And we're seeing people get to know Jesus. We Because we know Him. And because He's like concrete in us, and He is the filter on our hearts that we choose to keep on every day. So that what comes out of us is not defiling. So we have a choice. I'm just going to look at this real fast before I close. Mark 6:48, I believe, here. It's one I didn't mark. I just want to get to it real quick. I have so many things marked, I'm going to just kind of stop on this one. It says, "Then he saw them," that was the disciples, "when they were on the Sea of Galilee, and the storm was coming. He wasn't in the boat with them." It says, "He saw them straining and rowing, and the wind was against them. Now about the fourth watch of the night, late into the night, he came to them walking on the sea, and would have passed them by. And when he saw them, when they saw him walking on the sea, they supposed it was a ghost and cried out. For they all saw him and were troubled. But immediately he talked to them and said to them, 'Be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid.' Then he went up to the boat to them, and he said to the wind, and the wind ceased, and they were greatly amazed in themselves beyond measure, for they had not understood the loaves, because their heart was hardened." So if our heart is hardened in the wrong way, it can cause us to not understand the things of God. They didn't understand the miracle of the loaves and fishes. They didn't understand. You know what kind of caught me on this passage? They're rowing. He sees them struggling and straining in a storm, and they're rowing. And it says in the Word of God, he would have passed them by. But they cried out. You know what it tells me? It tells me this. He says, protect your heart, guard your heart with all diligence. He teaches us all these different things. So what it tells me is this. I have a responsibility. He would have passed them by, which tells me they had a responsibility. They could have stopped the storm. Or they could have just kept rowing through whatever he wanted. He would have passed them by if they had not cried out. It's not about... For so long I've heard this message. You know, God wants you to be blessed, and the storm is a bad thing. And you know what? That's not always a bad thing. I'm not saying it's a good thing. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is this. It creates character. It creates strength. It teaches us things. We learn from it. It tests our hearts to see if they're pure, to see the areas that need to be hardened. What happens when it rains? You find the low spots in your yard. Real quick. You know where you need to put sand or dirt or whatever you want to use. So when the storm comes, I've learned this. You stand up. If you need to cry out, you cry out. But I really believe God wants us to stand up on our own two feet, with His help in us and through us, and bring the kingdom of heaven to this earth and to the people around us, and to harden our hearts against the things of the enemy, against lies, deception, put down, gossip, negative talk, all those things. He wants us to, the inappropriate stuff we may look at, whatever that is, whatever it is for you, that it is not hard. We can sit here right now and every one of us knows what those things are for us. You cannot sit there and tell me you don't. We all have weaknesses. Those weaknesses are where concrete needs to be poured in. Those weaknesses are the low spots. Those weaknesses are the things you need to look away from. Those weaknesses are the things you need to stop your ears from listening to. Those weak, the things that can enter your heart. See, some of us can do certain things, go through certain things, be around certain things, and it doesn't go in our heart. Others, not for a minute. Not excusing or saying that, hey, this is okay. Not at all. Not at all. I'm saying simply this. What is the weakness? The weakness is, find those places and ask the Holy Spirit to help you learn, help me learn to diligently pour concrete into that. Harden my heart against that. Because if my heart can be hardened in the wrong way, then it can be hardened in the right way. It can be hardened against the things that the enemy would try to come and put in. The low spots can be brought up. They can be filled in. Above all else, guard your heart. For out of it spring the issues of life. Let me end with this. You got issues? Where are they coming from? Scripture says our heart. Seen those shirts? I got issues. Proverbs says they come from the heart. And we have a choice, and we have a Savior. We have Jesus Christ who can set us free from those issues. We have Jesus Christ who has died on a cross, suffered and died, and come back from the dead, who is the Son of God Himself, who has overcome death, hell, and the grave, to give us the keys and the power to guard and protect our heart with all diligence. But it is our choice whether or not we do. It is your choice, it is my choice, whether or not I guard my heart. If I let those things, if I turn that thing off and I let those things flow freely through the filter, that's my fault, not his. I can't be mad at him because I didn't keep the filter on. I can't be mad at him because I didn't diligently seek him and diligently protect my heart. That's my responsibility. And it is also my responsibility to make it through this storm. Is he there to help? Absolutely. Always and forever. But many times we don't turn and say, hey, help. When it gets to that point where it's like, I can't go anymore. So let me end with this. Guard and protect your heart. Look away. Turn away. There are relationships and situations and people that you and I both know in our lives that drain us, and that we need to stop. We need to turn the filter on and we need to stop it. because it's not good. It's not doing a good thing for us. It's not putting good things in our heart that are then coming out. So those relationships need to be fixed. Is it hard? Absolutely. Yes, it's hard. Trust me, it's hard. I've had to do it. But I'm learning to do it. I'm learning how important it is. Because my relationship with Jesus Christ is most important of all. Your relationship with Jesus Christ is most important of all. And if we keep our heart right, out of it spring the good things. Out of a good man's heart come forth good things. Out of an evil man, evil things. Jesus said that himself. So if there are bad things coming out, we need to fix it. We need to make sure and keep our heart with all diligence. If you guys would stand up, I want to end here. If you're here tonight and you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you don't know who He is, you don't understand what He did for you, this altar, come up here. We want to pray for you. And if you're here tonight and you need prayer, you know there's low spots, you know that there's places, maybe the filter's been off for a while. Maybe there's times you just reach into there and turn it off for a little while because whatever it is you want to let through, you let through. Don't let it through anymore. So this altar's open. Come up for prayer if you need prayer. But I want to leave you with that thought tonight. Guard your heart with all diligence. Protect your heart. Protect your relationship with Jesus Christ. If you have one, protect it. If you don't have one, get one and protect it. With all diligence. So Father God, in Jesus' name, as we close tonight, God, I just pray that this message would settle into our hearts, God, that you would speak to us, that you would illuminate, as I know you already have, those specific low places and weaknesses in our hearts, those things that we need to turn our head from, those things that we need to stop our ears from listening to, those things that our flesh enjoys, but we know is not good, and it's not good for our hearts, and that we know enters our heart, and it is of those things that are bad and not good. So, Father, I pray that you plug, help us, teach us to plug every hole with concrete, to fill every low place. Give us a heart of diligence to protect our own hearts. Give us a heart of diligence to fight for you. Put in us a heart that desires to protect our heart against everything of the enemy. Everything he sends our way, every temptation, every test, give us a heart that wants to row when we need to row, when we need to keep pressing forward. Let that heart reside in us, a heart of diligence. In Jesus' name, amen.